Okay, Angie asked me a couple of weeks ago to speak on speak here at this camp. I thought she had forgotten about me, and I was drawing a sigh of relief, but then a message came over Facebook saying, "Can you talk?" Oh, I don't know if it was coincidence that I had spoken at Our Lady's Bible and Prayer Study a few nights before that and had spoken on it, asking questions. Questions like, what is it that stands between you and God that's not allowing you to have a vibrant testimony for Christ and for His church? So, anyhow, here I am. Then came to the difficulty of choosing a topic. So I asked for suggestions. The main consensus with the ladies there was for me to talk about obeying authority. Imagine that, me the rebel, speaking on obedience to authority. Oh. Well, let's just let the Holy Spirit guide me and in my words and thoughts here. Well, I'm an expert on this subject. For many years, I was on the opposite side of obedience, that being rebellion. I wasn't brought up in a Christian home, and I attended public schools, and especially the public high school. My mother had no respect for herself, her husband, nor her children, and it was hard, yet I offer no excuses for my own rebellion. This was me. The word rebellion is defined as an act of violent and open resistance to an established government or ruler, the action or process of resisting authority, control, or convention, the defiance or disobedience against authority. In the Bible, rebellion means to cause or to be bitter or unpleasant. Rebelling against or undermining authority, rejecting authority. Now, authority does sound ominous. Just the sound of it may strike fear or rebellion in our own hearts. In Genesis 1:26-28, we see where God gave man dominion and authority over all living things. Man was to subdue it, and he called all of his creation good. From the forming of the earth, the planets, land, and water to mankind itself. And Genesis 1:26-28 says, "And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he him. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." All living things were to respect and submit to this authority. Now, when we rebel against authority, then we are rejecting or rebelling against God. Romans 3:1-7 tells us how this is so. "Let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for your wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render, therefore, unto them all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. The Bible also says that authority is rebellion against God. In Deuteronomy 31:27, it says, "For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death?" This was Moses speaking to the children of Israel after Joshua was appointed to be their leader. In Joshua 22:22, "The Lord God of gods, the Lord God of gods, he knoweth all Israel, and shall know if it be rebellion or in transgression against the Lord. Save us not this day." This was after building the altar to worship God upon it. Nehemiah 9:17 tells us how Israel, after God had done for them by all that God had done for them after delivering them out of Egypt, through the wilderness, clothing and feeding and guiding them into the promised land, yet they still refused to obey God and forgot the wonders that he had done for them. Instead, they hardened their hearts and rebelled against their captain and wanted to return to the hardness, the filth, and the toil of Egypt. How many of you have seen the little child in the grocery store throwing a tantrum because mommy or daddy won't give them what he or she wants? That is exactly the way we look when we rebel against God and authorities. Sometimes we are in hard or even easy times, and we tend to forget what God has carried us through. We forget what the authorities over us have done for us, protecting us, sheltering us, nourishing, guiding, praying, and forbearing with us. We think we have arrived. We can handle it. We don't need the shackles of rules. We don't need limits. We don't need boundaries. We don't need all that that's been set up to keep us safe and happy. This is just like what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. They let their guard down. Genesis 3:1-13 says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast in the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave it also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And then they heard the voice of God, of the Lord God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and Eve, his wife, hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And Satan haply came and had them driven out of the garden because they had let go of God's authority. They did it their way. Yet there is hope for the rebels. Romans 5:12-19 says, Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. For unto the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift, came upon all men to justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for you that is unprofitable unto you. So obedience is good for you and for your authorities and rulers. You make it easier on yourself and much easier on those that are in authority. Your authorities have to answer for themselves, and they have to answer for those under them. Ephesians 6, 1-3 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and your father, which is the first commandment with promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy life on earth. Christ is the ultimate example of obedience. He obeyed his Father so that we might have eternal life. 1 Peter 3:18-22 says, for Christ also has suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Jesus Christ is long-suffering and righteous. He is able to turn your rebelliousness into humility. He cares for each one of you, each of your situations. Let go of your sin and pride. Turn to him. Learn to respect, honor, and obey your authorities. He was willing to die for you. What more can he do? Now I'll leave you with some just becauses. Just because you have an opinion doesn't mean you're right. Just because someone has authority over you doesn't mean they're trying to control everything. Your real freedom comes with obedience. Just because you fell doesn't mean that God won't forgive you and that he does still love you. Just because you want to do something and your authority says no, doesn't mean that they don't care for you. They are watching for your soul. Just because you have permission to do something doesn't mean that you ought to do it. Just because the road before you is well traveled doesn't mean it's the one that you should take. Just because you have rules doesn't mean that they are made to be broken. May God give you peace and joy in your lives as you walk the road of obedience and submission to those who exercise authority over you. Amen.